Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. One of the foundations of creating and growing your crochet business is your niche. Your business should have a niche. I mean, crochet isn't enough. People don't come to you, customers won't buy from you just because you crochet. That isn't what they're looking for. They're looking for the problem you solve, whether it's the type of pattern you make, whether it's the niche of products that you offer, type of classes that you have. They are looking to you for something specific. And it's got to be something that you can describe. And saying that you crochet or you sell crochet patterns is not enough. You've got to be able to say what type. You've got to have that sentence, a tagline, that explains what it is that you offer so that they know just from one sentence that you are the business they're looking for, that you offer the thing that they need right now. Generally speak, if you don't have a niche, you resemble a jumble sale, and jumble sales attract bargain hunters. If you want that premium price tag, if you want to justify the price that you're selling for, you need to be organized. I mean, think about when you walk down the high street, the shops that are there, they have a niche. Whether it's a phone shop, whether it's clothing for teenagers, the DIY store, they have a niche. And I've just said what they are because I'm not mentioning a brand name, I've mentioned their niche. They don't have a bit of everything. It's rare now that you get stores offer a bit of everything. The most well-known one in British history was Woolworths. I know Woolworths exists in other countries still, but in the UK, it was a staple of the high street, and then about 20 years ago, it suddenly went bust. But it was one of those shops that had a bit of everything. It sold everything from CDs to clothes to books to stationery to sweets. It had everything. But it's one of those places that you went when you didn't know where else to go. And the reason it went down under was because nobody went there deliberately. I remember shopping there when I was a kid, and I went when I just didn't know where else to go. If I was looking for a present but didn't know what to get, if I was looking for something a bit different and just didn't know what, you went into Woolworths and had a rummage around. And if you don't have a niche, this is what you end up with. Nothing in there was sold at that big of a price tag. It was all fairly cheap. And it was kind of the precursor to the bargain shops. It was just Woolworths. You couldn't describe what it was that it sold. It was just anything. And that was the problem. If you knew you wanted UHMV, if you knew you wanted a book, you went to WH Smith or Waterstones. If you wanted kids' clothes, you went anywhere but. If you knew what you wanted, you didn't go there. And it's the same with your crochet business. People need to know what they're going to you for, or you just ended up being the window shop place where people would just browse around just to see. And it makes it really, really difficult to market what you have, to tell people what to bear you in mind for, and to really get yourself across as a reputable business. Because if you can't say what you do concise, it makes it very difficult to get people to come and have a look. It's important to have that niche and that recognition, simply because most people who come across you are probably not ready to buy from you. especially on social media. When they come across your crochet business on social media, the chances are they are not ready to buy. They will come back to you later. And if you just have a bit of everything, then there's no predicting if the thing that they saw that got their attention several weeks ago, you will still have now. So if they saw a post on social media for some pumpkins, some decorative pumpkin, and then they went, oh, I remember that. And they click on your shop and actually they find that it's Goth Central and these pumpkins were just a bit of an oddity, they're going to feel that they've been cheated. Like, okay, what was that about? And that's another reason why it's important to stick within your niche. Because people get annoyed when they click on a post and find it's got nothing to do with everything else that you offer. There's no variety, there's no choice, there's no other options on that thing. It's just a random thing. And you see it now with, you know, clickbait titles, you know, on Pinterest pins or YouTube videos. If it's a, you know, clickbait, just get you to click, so because they will want to appear in search results, you get really annoyed when it's not the thing that you thought you were clicking on. Same thing applies here. If you have a nursery rug on your social media feed, people click across and find that the hats for kittens or something like that, they're going to feel a bit like, what? That's annoying. This isn't what I wanted. And then they'll never click on your business again because they will remember that they got annoyed last time they engaged with anything that you posted. Brand recognition through a niche is one of is an absolute foundation of your crochet business. And it can be so hard to do. It's something you need to do to build your way to success, but it can be the hardest thing to do and to stick to. Because one, you've got to choose something, and two, you've got to stick with it. And you're creative. Crochet is a creative craft, and you're going to want to venture outside the niche. But that's the hobbyist in you. As a hobby, you can crochet whatever you want. You can create patterns for anything, courses for anything, finished items for anything, any niche, any theme, any size, whatever. That's the hobby. As a business, you have to stick to your niche because it's the only way to make sure that you get the brand recognition and you get people coming and browsing and remembering you when they are ready to buy and when they want to come back and buy something else. You want repeat customers. Having a niche ensures that. No niche equals jumble sale, and jumble sale equals chaos. Chaos does not make a successful business. And we want your crochet to be an incredible success. And that means niching. So how tight does this niche need to be? How, you know, narrow does this niche have to be? The answer is it doesn't have to be that narrow. The narrower you go, the easier it is to market what you do. It's easier to craft this sentence that is going to describe what it is you do. And no, you cannot say that you crochet. That would be the cop-out and it doesn't work. And for so many reasons. So what kind of a sentence are we talking about? So you could say, I create luxury wedding shawls unique to your expectations for that perfect day. So if you are mother of the bride, part of the wedding party, you might be looking for that lovely shawl to complement your dress, complement your outfit. You want something that looks wedding-like, and so you want to go to someone who specialises in wedding attire. This says it's got luxury in the title, so you know it's going to be expensive. It's unique to your expectations, so it can be made to your theme. So you've got the niche. You've got included that it's not going to be cheap. You know, it's all in there. That is a good tagline. How about, I create modern home decor patterns that you can recreate for yourself. I should have crocheted it. I create modern home decor crochet patterns that you can recreate for yourself. So you're saying you create crochet patterns. You're saying that they're modern and that they're for the home. That is your niche for your crochet pattern. Say, I create crochet courses on different techniques so that you can take them up with ease. So you're teaching crochet techniques. They are made for beginners. You will not choose these courses if you were advanced. Me? For my pattern business, I create crochet patterns that are simple to follow and allow you to explore a stitch. All my patterns are fairly simple, apart from my crochet longs, that's a different story. But all my patterns are fairly simple and use varying crochet stitches, but only one per pattern. And easy to follow because they have picture guides to help you through. The words that you use in this tagline convey the price point, if you're selling what you make, the level of skill that you need, if it's courses or patterns, and you need to have that. You've got to be able to say what you do. And having that sentence allows you to let people know that you're speaking to them. You can speak to the entire world, but unless you tell people who you are speaking to, nobody will listen because they don't know that you're speaking to them. And that's the problem with not having a niche. So get thinking about what your niche is. If you haven't started your crochet business yet, you need to really think about it. What do you like making? What do you like creating? What niche could you have? And if you already have your crochet business up and running, is your niche working for you? Is it too wide? Do you need to narrow it down? Have you got some things in your inventory that maybe don't fit and needs to be retired? Making sure that you have your niche solidly in place is going to ensure that your crochet business is built on a fantastic foundation. Because your niche is such a big part of what you're going to build on. And you need to have it solid. You need to have it really tied down that you can describe it really easily to your audience in a single sentence. Otherwise, the people who see your posts, they're not going to know that you're talking to them. And they're not going to know that they are the perfect customer for you. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me. And I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.